KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, Jackie Sports this morning. First, boys baseball action comes back again tonight with 3A and 4A district matchups this evening. In district action tonight in Class 3A, Substate Number 8, Gilbert is the top seed in the district, and they are 21-8 on the season. They'll play Greene County in the first-round matchup tonight at 7 o'clock. Also, the number 2 seed is Winterset, and they'll be facing off against Atlantic tonight in a game that we'll have for you here on the radio. Huskies come in 19-11. They're a pitching-strong team, and they'll face Atlantic, who comes in 12-14 on the season. Atlantic, the 7th seed. That game in Winterset tonight, 7 o'clock is the first pitch, and we'll have that game for you live here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1, 650. Chris will be on the air tonight with the start of that broadcast. Atlantic at Winterset tonight here on the radio. Also in District 8, Substate 8, it'll be Glenwood, the number 4 seed, facing Harlan tonight. That game in Glenwood. Both those teams are at even 500 on the year. 7 o'clock the start time there as well. And the 3 seed is Denison Sleswig. They'll be playing tonight against Carroll. Carroll is 12-19 on the year, while Denison Sleswig comes in with a mark of 17-11 on the year entering that ball game. Also tonight over in Class 3A, Substate 7, among the games there, Creston will be on the road tonight as they'll play at Boone this evening. Boone, the number 2 seed in that district. They're 20-9. Creston comes in 8-20 on the season. That to 7 o'clock, the start time. Those winners move on to Monday night's next round. Also in Class 4A action tonight in Substate Number 8, Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson will be on the road. They'll be at Norwalk tonight. Norwalk comes in with a mark of 28-6. They're the top seed. Thomas Jefferson is the 6th seed. They're 0-33 on the season. Also tonight, number 2 seed Waukee at 23-15 will host Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln, the number 5 seed. They are 9-29-1 on the season. And Lewis Central will be at home. They're the 3 seed. They're 24-8 on the year. The Titans will play host to a 13-22 Des Moines Hoover team in a first-round matchup tonight. Again, those winners all advancing in tournament play after tonight's contests. Well, the Yankees post-All-Star break opener against the Boston Red Sox Thursday night was postponed because of positive COVID-19 tests among vaccinated New York pitchers Jonathan Loaisa, Nestor Cortes Jr., and Wandy Peralta. Loaisa went on the COVID-19 injured list Saturday when the Yankees were in Houston and did not travel home with the team Sunday. Cortes and Peralta went on the COVID-19 IL on Thursday. That was the only game scheduled for last night. That was postponed. Tonight, though, plenty of action as Major League Baseball kicks back into full gear. Among the games on the schedule for today, the Giants play the Cardinals in St. Louis. Kevin Gausman throws for the Giants. Adam Wainwright gets the ball for the Cards tonight. That's a 7:15 start time this evening. We won't have a broadcast of that for you tonight due to our coverage of Atlantic baseball. Also tonight, the Royals are back in the second half, starting at home, as they'll host the Orioles this evening. Keegan Aiken throws for the Orioles. The Royals haven't yet announced their starting pitcher tonight. That's a 7:10 first pitch. In other matchups today, the Twins are at the Tigers for a doubleheader. The Marlins and the Phillies play 2 in Philadelphia today. Red Sox are at the Yankees, Padres at the Nationals, the Mets at the Pirates. Blue Jays host the Rangers. The Brewers play the Reds in Cincinnati. The Braves host the Rays. The White Sox at home in Chicago against the Astros. It'll be the Dodgers at the Rockies, the Mariners playing the Angels in L.A., the A's are hosting the Indians, and the Cubs are out west in Arizona to face off against the Diamondbacks. Well, with the roster set, the Iowa basketball team is focused now on next season. Joe Wieskamp announced this month that he will stay in the NBA draft and bypass his senior season with the Hawkeyes. He's one of several key players who are gone from last year's team that finished 22-9.
We all kind of knew what Joe was going to do. I mean, and by all means, he should have done that. Anytime you can go and help your family and go get paid, you should go do that. So we're all more than happy for him. It was really fun playing against him every day. But, yeah, we really kind of locked in and kind of see ourselves as underdogs. So we just kind of are embracing that and really want to prove a lot of people wrong.
That's sophomore forward Patrick McCaffrey, who says a lot of role players will need to step up. And that includes junior Joe Toussaint, who moves into the starting point guard spot.
I think everybody whose role is increasing like that, you look at it a little bit differently. We all have a lot of experience. Like under our belts last year, like the guys who played last year, we all have a different type of experience under our belt. But somebody like him, knowing like kind of what to expect, like when you're out there, like he's somebody that's really primed to have a big year, I feel like, and he's somebody that's going to really help us.
Jordan Bohannon took advantage of the added year provided by COVID, and he moves into the off-guard spot.
Now, we have a lot of experience and vets that are coming back, but also a lot of young guys, so it's a good mix. And you know, what better way to, you know, kind of go on my career is help these young guys along and do what they can to, you know, do what I can to help them, you know, move along with their season.
Bohannon says despite some key losses, he likes the team's potential.
Yeah, I feel from day one when we got here on June 1st that, you know, we kind of had that mentality already. You know, we knew that the guys here are going to be bought in no matter what, 100%. And, you know, I'm going to continue to try to be a leader that I can. Connor really stepped up so far, even though he's been injured and going to rehab, been a big leader already.
We'll have Hawkeye basketball for you coming up this winter. NCAA President Mark Emmert said Thursday the time is right to consider a decentralized and deregulated version of college sports, shifting power to conferences and campuses and reconsidering how schools are aligned. Emmert said the recent Supreme Court ruling against the NCAA, along with the lifting of restrictions on athletes monetizing their fame, should be a catalyst to rethink what college sports is about. Louis Oosthuizen was the clubhouse leader after day one at the British Open, and he has a place in the record book at Royal St. George's, coming off two runner-up finishes in the last two majors. Oosthuizen took advantage of soft conditions on links known for its crazy bounces. He shot a 6-under 64, matching the lowest opening round of a British Open at Royal St. George's. Christy O'Connor Jr. had a 64 in the first round in 1981. O'Connor ended up tying for third. Jordan Spieth was right behind after the first round with a 65. That's what he shot in the first round when he won at Royal Birkdale in 2017. Brian Harman also had a 65 on a day of low scoring. Stuart Sink was among those at 66. Colin Morikawa had a big second day as he shot a 6-under par total today, and he's at 9-under and three strokes ahead of the field now after his second round. He's finished for the day. Daniel Van Tonder of South Africa also shot 4-under today, and he's currently at 6-under par. He's finished his round for today. Emiliano Grillo also finished up his round today at 6-under, and that's where he is now, 6-under for the tournament. Also, Tony Finau is at 4-under. Ryan Fox, Corey Connors, they're all at 4-under par after their first round of action. They're all on the course right now. That's Check of Sports here this hour.